And here comes the Fox. Can he make it? Highly decorated, the leader. It's still well clear. Nawadaru trying hard. Down on Roman. But this has been a spectacular effort. Highly decorated. Seven straight. It wins the cup in great style. Highly decorated first.
Oh, it was an amazing win. Highly decorated, taking out the Darwin Cup yesterday for trainer Nicole Brugman and also jockey Jess Philpott. We'll have a chat to Jess in a moment, who became the first female jockey to win the Darwin Cup. But it's a fairy tale story. Seven wins in a row. To be fair, before the horse went to Darwin, it struggled to get out of its own way. Now it has struck seven in a row, including the Darwin Cup. Nicole joins us this morning. How were the celebrations, Nicole?
We didn't go too late. We went a bit hard early, so we're not as good a stayer as he is. So we're all up and active this morning, but only just.
When you purchased the horse or you brought him up to Darwin, in your wildest dreams, could you ever have envisaged this?
Nah. Our main owner, Donna Stevenson, she lives over on Kangaroo Island. She's had him for about 12 months before she sent him to us. She actually bought him, and his stable name's Austin after her late father. And she uses a few other trainers around the place. They went to Trevor Day for a while. Didn't show sort of the talent that he had as a young horse, because he won his maiden really well. So we were in Alice Springs. We were going to do Alice Springs Carnival and then head up to Darwin anyhow. And she just thought he might like a change on the dirt. Trevor had given him one run at Broken Hill, ran a third. Didn't overly impress me, that form, but I didn't mind the horse that won that race. So I said to her, look, send him to Alice, we'll have a play. And the rest is sort of history.
Well, his first start was the 16th of April. He got beaten five lengths in a benchmark 54. What's been the turnaround? How have you done it?
I just think it took us a while to work him out and how much work he needed. It's a little bit different training up here in the Territory than it is at home. I'm a bit of a work 'em hard, feed 'em hard type trainer. We've got a track at home. It's 2.5 k's around and it's heavy sand and we sort of get into a bit, but up here you got to back right off him, and I think it just took us a little while to work him out because we didn't bring him up as one of our horses. You know, he came up, we didn't know a lot about him. So,
how does yesterday rate in your training career, Nicole?
Oh, that's definitely the best thing I've ever done. I've won a few sort of country cups around South Australia and that, nowhere in our wildest dreams did we think we would have runners on Cup Day. Mm. Or probably, we weren't even sure our horses were going to be Carnival class. So to have three runners Cup Day, two wins and a third, and win the Cup was like, it'll take a while to sink in, I think.
I'm going to bring in your partner in crime, Jess Philpott, who has the most unbelievable partnership and record with Highly Decorated, and it was another beautiful ride yesterday and a history-making ride for Jess, who became the first female to win at the Darwin Cup. Jess, congratulations.
Thank you.
I've got Nicole on the line here as well. Now, did she give you instructions? It was a lovely ride. It was a cool, calm ride because you were attacked for the first half of the race.
Yeah, look, we sort of, put it down to I know the horse well and drawing barrier one, we could, stay on the fence and dictate the race a little bit, which is how it sort of panned out. So it was, it was good. But there was no pressure from Nicky. It was, he'd done a big enough job already, so we were just to be in the race was enough.
Nicole, how big a part has Jess played in this?
Oh, yeah, no, she's great. He's a quirky, funny little horse. I don't think he'd take to a dominant jockey. Jess just sort of asked him a little bit more, and he gives her everything he's got. I reckon, we've tried to get him in the pool up here in Darwin, and we can't. When he decides he doesn't want to do something, his answer is to go backwards, so I reckon if you put a strong, dominant sort of jockey on him, he might just fight it rather than improve.
Well, you've got the magic hands, Jess, because he loves you. Were you worried halfway down the straight? Could you hear them coming?
No, I couldn't hear anything. it was so surreal, and I do remember very loudly Nicole saying, "Just don't look, don't stop, just keep going, because you'll know that there'll be back markers hitting you on the line." And yeah, we got to the post first, and that's all that mattered.
She's been amazing since you've moved up to the top end from Victoria, and it's been a really tough year for you, and a couple of years for you and your family since you lost your mum. But what was that moment like for you and the rest of the family yesterday? And I know Mick Sell and the team were up there as well.
Yeah, Mick and Mel were there, and I know I'm pretty sure Mick shed a bit of a tear, but Mel definitely did. And I'm catching up with them today before I fly back to Alice to go back to work. And they're wrapped. So it was really good to have them here. And Dad unfortunately got sort of stuck in with the Brisbane lockdown, COVID and all the rest of it. So he wasn't able to make it, but he would have loved to have been here.
Absolutely. I saw Maggie Payne put out a tweet. Is it right you've now ridden a winner in all states of Australia?
That was a little while ago. I did that.
Yeah.
But, I did manage to get that done, which, well, even that I didn't think would be possible, but I got it done. So, yeah.
And now writing your name into the history books as the first female to win the Darwin Cup. So what's the future for you, Jess? You staying up there?
I'm pretty happy where I am now. I'm a stable jockey for Greg Connor. And he looks after me, and I've, moved in with them like family. And he's really good to ride for. He's based in Alice. So I moved to Alice, and I'll just play it month to month and see where it takes me. But I'm really happy where I am at the moment.
And Nick, what's the future for you and Highly Decorated now?
We head back to South Australia tomorrow. We'll take the team that we've got here down there, but we've got permanent stables here now in Darwin. We managed to secure six at this stage. So we'll head home and sort a few others out to bring up for the off-season and start playing around, and we'll run our stables down in South Australia. Highly Decorated will go home for a spell now. He'll have, 3-6 months off, whatever he needs. And we'll just worry about him a bit later on.
Well, another fairy tale story from at the Darwin Cup. Ladies, well done. Congratulations to both Jess and Nicole. Was a day you'll never forget.
Thank you.